Welcome to the 20% True Podcast, Season 5, Monster of the Week, Episode 9, The Albatross. I'm Carolyn Rahaman. Didn't know what the bird in the middle of the path was called. She honestly hadn't been able to name any of the creatures or the plants that they'd seen on their hike. It seemed like all the other hikers they passed knew everything and got very specific. Red eft, chicory, black rat snake. They all seemed to know more than Kelly, and it made her want to ditch them, even though they always ruined it by outpacing Kelly and Val and saying, "Well, we should get a move on," when Kelly and Val were only halfway through their breaks. They thought they were so cool, with their fancy backpacks and their pop-out stoves. If Kelly could get reception out here, she'd know what wild parsnip was, too. So the bird was just a bird. She and Val stopped about 10 yards away to watch it, to wait for it to get bored and waddle off the trail to let them pass, for it to notice them and startle away, or charge with a mighty caw. In the browns and dark greens of the woods, the bird was a shocking white, like a ghost, like a loose plastic bag. When it noticed them, it turned and spread its wings, and Kelly and Val grabbed for each other. Its wingspan blocked the whole of the path, a good 12 feet across, and it just stood there, preening, showing off, like those other hikers. After a moment of this show, Val and Kelly relaxed their grips on each other. The bird wasn't charging. It wasn't pecking at them or beating them with its wings. It was just standing there. "Look at my wings!" Another moment and Kelly detached herself from her friend completely, taking a step to the side and adjusting her backpack. She spread out her arms as wide as she could, puffing out her chest and throwing back her head. Val laughed, then did the same. Together the three of them stood, arms outstretched. No sounds, but all the horrible, unidentifiable sounds of the woods, ticking and groaning and whooshing. Kelly cawed at the bird. The bird jerked back in surprise, shook its head, fluttered its feathers. It honked back, much quieter than it probably could with its deep, resonant chest. "Honk," said Kelly. "Honk," said Val. The bird shuddered, then folded its wings back against its sides. "I think it's letting us pass," said Val. "Because we're intimidating," said Kelly. "We're hiking masters." They dropped their arms and continued down the path. The bird shuffled to the side as they passed, giving them more room, staring at them in curiosity with its shiny black eyes. "Thanks," Val said. The bird followed them, waddling along. Had no idea if the bird could understand her. Some animals knew what you were saying, like dogs and horses. And parrots could talk, right? So maybe the big white bird could understand her. "I'm hungry," she said. "Honk," said the bird. "He's hungry too," said Val. "You want a granola bar?" "Honk." "I've got Cocoa Blast and Almond Chunk." "Honk." "He wants Almond Chunk," Val said. She unwrapped an Almond Chunk for the bird, broken in half, and tossed it to him. He plucked up the first piece in his beak and threw his head back, tossing the almond crunch down his throat. Val handed Kelly a Cocoa Blast and opened an almond crunch for herself, smirking, like she and the bird had the same favorite. No big deal. Kelly swallowed down her irritation. "We should give him a name." "I'm sure he already has a name," said Val. "Yeah, but how would we find that out?" "We could ask. We won't know what he says. We'll just end up calling him Honk." "I know what he said," said Val. "We have developed a rapport." The bird clearly liked them, hiking along with them for so long. They all understood that walking slow was the real way to hike. They got each other, and he understood them. Surely if they were just really good listeners, they could cross the language barrier and understand him. That's how you, like, made friends with people who didn't speak English. "Hey, buddy," Val said. "What's your name?"
"Honk."
Val nodded, as if that was a success. "His name is Brad."
"Brad?"
"Yeah, I told you I understand him." Val looked Kelly dead in the eyes as she shrugged her backpack back over her shoulders, daring Kelly to question her. Kelly said nothing, just cut her eyes back and forth between Val and Brad. Any show of jealousy would just make Val more unbearable. Brad threw back the other half of the almond crunch, and they continued on their way. Completely unfair that Brad was so connected to Val. It was just because Val fed him. Kelly had started the initial friendship. "Brad's just a bird," she muttered to herself. But Val and Brad didn't hear her, and Kelly knew it wasn't true anyway. They were coming up on a checkpoint, a combination hostel slash rundown convenience store, where they could get a shower and restock their trail food. And once again, people could look down on them because they knew how to start a campfire and drink clean water. There was a little group chilling out front, and Kelly was 100% done trying to impress them. She was not in the mood. She didn't bother throwing back her shoulders and straightening up her hair. She just trudged toward the checkpoint, ready for a shower and a chance to microwave some soup.
"Whoa, check out that bird," one of the guys said.
He had a bandana wrapped around his head. Just the kind of guy Kelly would have flirted with a few days ago.
"Isn't he neat?" Val said. "He joined us a few hours ago. He's just walking with us."
"Seriously? I've never seen anything like that. It's so big. What's it called?"
Kelly paused in her grumpy trudge. For the first time on this terrible hike and this terrible idea, she knew something the other hikers didn't. For the first time, they didn't know everything. Kelly said, "He's called Brad." They joined the guys for beers and told them everything about Brad, and the guys listened, even as the sun set and the stars came out between the trees. Brad showed off his impressive wingspan and honked softly. The guys questioned if the bird should have people food just before Brad snarfed down another snack bar and did a little footy bird dance. "So take that, guys." Kelly and Val took turns stroking Brad's head. Brad looked rather pleased with all the attention and didn't let any of the guys touch him, which pleased Kelly. She and Brad shared a small moment beside the campfire, the orange glinting off his eyes as he looked at her and explained with that look, like telepathy, like a bird whisper, what she already knew. Val needed someone to be nice to her. That was really all Brad was doing. Brad and Kelly, they had the real connection. Brad wasn't allowed inside. Even with Kelly and Val begging and pouting, even with the guys going, "Come on, man," even with Brad behaving himself like a proper gentleman, the whole group decided to spend the night outside, foregoing the bunk bed that wouldn't be comfy, but would be more comfy than the ground, in favor of keeping Brad company in his banishment. The stars twisted overhead, and Kelly watched Brad settle into the nest-like space between her and Val's sleeping bags, even though the guys nearby tried to lure him to sleep near them. She watched Brad close his eyes and doze off. She watched the way his feathers fluffed in the wind that didn't bite through her sleeping bag. She listened to Val's steady breathing and considered that maybe the bird was good luck. He was some sort of cosmic gift. From here on out, their hike was looking up. Kelly Kelly, Val, and Brad were on the trail for about an hour the next day. The hike nice and cool since it was so overcast, when Brad stopped and stared into the woods. Kelly asked, "What is it, Brad?"
"Maybe he hears a bear," Val said.
Neither of them knew what to do if they saw a bear. They stood very still, waiting for Brad to make a move, to tell them it wasn't actually a bear. He held very still too, and together they stared into the brush, waiting for something to happen. Brad gave a quiet honk. The waiting was too much for Kelly. She was just about to whisper that it was nothing, that they should keep walking, but from the distance they heard the scattering of honks. They washed in with the other forest sounds of wind and leaves and bugs hissing, but Brad blinked and twitched his head, and then a flock of giant white birds exploded over the tree line. They were well above their heads and heading north, and they didn't notice Brad, even as he honked more loudly, even as he spread his wings and flapped and took a hurried step to launch himself into the air. He was going to abandon Kelly and Val. He was going to join his real friends. "No!" Kelly shouted, and lunged for him, catching him when he was just an inch off the ground. Brad shrieked and thrashed, more dismayed than angry, and Kelly wrapped her arms tight around him. "You can't leave," she shouted to Brad. "Help me," she shouted to Val. And then Val was there, wrestling the great bird with her even as he beat his wings against their shoulders and flailed his neck around with panic-shot eyes. "Hold him. It's okay, Brad. Just calm down. We're hiking buddies. We have to stick together. Ah, grab his feet." They wrestled him to the dirt, and overhead the flock faded into the distance. As his flailing eased, they got a firm enough hold on him to carry him between them. In the distance, thunder rumbled. As Brad's head slumped, the sky opened up, and it began to pour. They found a cave that was mostly dry, although not at all shielded from the rain. "Are you going to fly away if we set you down?" Val asked Brad. He didn't respond. He just lay there, slumped in their arms, then slumped on the ground where they deposited him. Kelly stripped out of her backpack and tore off her overshirt, wringing water from it, then from her hair. Val dug through her backpack to try to find a towel. Scrapes and welts rose in red streaks across both their arms. "It's okay," Kelly panted. "We'll be dry here. We can wait for the rain to pass." But the rain didn't pass. They waited all day and into the night, and the rain kept pouring. Brad didn't stir. He just gazed, defeated, into the wet.
"Oh my God, Brad, quit being so dramatic."
"Yeah, hanging out with us isn't that bad. You want another almond crunch?" He did not. Kelly whispered,
"Do you think he hurt himself?"
"No," Val said. She sounded decisive, but Kelly could tell it was an act. Another hour passed. The constant white noise of the rain made Kelly need to pee, and the irregular bursts of thunder made her jump. She leaned in close to Val, keeping a wary eye on Brad.
"Val," she whispered, "this is really weird."
"I know, right?" Val said.
"I think it's like he's controlling the weather."
"That's what I was thinking." Kelly nodded.
"How long do you think he'll keep us trapped here?"
"I don't know. Maybe days. We don't have that much food."
"Do you think he's trying to starve us to death?"
"I think he might be a witch." They watched him in silence, hoping he hadn't heard them with his magical witch hearing. He didn't look at them, though. His sides expanded and contracted as he breathed. The only sound he made was a low moaning, like a bird version of a sigh. It'd be super irritating if it wasn't also terrifying that they were stuck in a cave with a witch.
"What do we do?" Val hissed.
Kelly grimaced.
"You know, if Brad didn't want to spend time with them, then why should they want to spend time with him? If he was going to be this overdramatic about it, then he could just get out."
Because the bird sighing was really bringing them down. Kelly pushed up to her feet, worried for just a second about her exposed arms that might get even more scratches, then planted her hands on her hips and shouted, "Fine! Go!" Brad turned his head just an inch, so he could see her from one eye. He still looked despondent. "I said go away," she said, waving her arms in a shooing movement. "Get out of here. Go be with your dumb bird friends." Brad wiggled his shoulders. "You're just being emo and making it rain. You can't hike with us anymore. And it's not like you want to hike with us anyway." She shoved him with her foot. Not a kick, but a shove. And that disrupted him enough that he toppled and then stumbled to his feet. Val gasped. Kelly threw out her arms again, waving them like she could fly away. "Go away!" Behind her, Val choked on a sob. Kelly realized she was crying too. Brad shuffled into the rain, honked at them once, then hurried away, spreading his wings at the last second and flapping into the air. He vanished into the dark sky. Kelly watched the spot where he vanished, then turned back and snuggled next to Val. No one wanted to hike with them. This was a stupid idea. They should go home where they didn't have to wrestle people to be their friends. They held each other and tried to stop crying as the storm turned to a shower, then a trickle, then a mist. The 20% True podcast was written and produced by me, Carolyn Rahaman. Music was composed by Kamiku. If you like the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts so other people can find it. Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/20percenttrue. Visit my website, 20percenttrue.blogspot.com, for updates, thoughts on writing, and book reviews. And follow me on Twitter at Carrie and the Hits.